One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey guys, this is Ryan Sickler. I am very excited to announce that I'll be part of the Netflix is a Joke Festival. I have my own show Sunday, May 12th at the Bourbon Room. Tickets are available right now at ryansickler.com. Go get them. Sunday, May 12th, Netflix is a Joke. All tickets at ryansickler.com. Let's sell this bad boy out. Miami, Florida. I'm bringing the Live and Alive tour your way. I'll be at the Miami Improv Friday, June 7th and Saturday, June 8th. Get your tickets now at ryansickler.com.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back, everybody. I'm Ryan Sickler. You know where to find me, ryansickler.com, and on all your social media. Very excited to be in the back seat today with today's guest, ladies and gentlemen, Chad Daniels here on the Way Back.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here, Chad.
Thanks for having me. This is great. I didn't know I was going to be full body shots, or I wouldn't have wore dark blue pants with a black hoodie.
You know what's funny? I've always wore dark. My mother used to say, you look like a bruise. That's what she used to say with black and blue on. Call me a bruise. And it was not fashion acceptable back then.
Right.
But I do believe today, by today's fashion standards,
I navy blue and black mechanic.
It's very good.
And I'm happy to do it.
And you look great. I also don't know how much we're going to punch in on this. So you might not see it. I don't know. please plug everything.
Chad Daniels, ChadDaniels.com, that Chad Daniels on socials. I have, what is it, eight hours out of material you can listen to. YouTube, I'd go and just punch my name in. I have a podcast called Middle of Somewhere, and that's it.
Well, you grew up in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Get him, princess. You want to kiss on him?
Do it.
She likes you. Give him some, mama.
Yeah, that's right.
That's my girl.
Do you like a salt lick? I'm sweaty.
She loves it. Minnesota. You grew up in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And I asked you what you wanted to talk about. And you said, let's talk about where I used to go watch HBO.
Yeah.
And then it made me think of some things. So, Princess. Oh, my goodness.
We had, so couldn't afford HBO, couldn't afford all the stuff. But I had a buddy two blocks away whose mom was an overnight nurse. And so now we're talking Porky's. Porky's Revenge.
Porky's.
I'm telling you.
There's not a rated R movie today like Porky's.
Right. It was just the shit non-stop they were doing in tits.
Dicks in the hole. Yeah. Everything.
Yeah.
Groaning, sex groaning. I remember my dad putting that movie on, and it's me and my brother and then my little brother and my grandmother sitting there, and she's like, turn this off. And he's just dying laughing because we're like, what's that? What's that? And they're all going, you know, the whole thing with the, it had a mole on it and all that shit, you know?
Yeah, this guy's name was Mark Lundy. He had a brother 1 year older than him named Matt, and then several years older named Eric. And Eric was in high school when we were pretty young.
I know a friend named Eric Lundy. That's wild.
And did he have a pyramid of chew tins?
He did not.
This guy had a waterbed.
How old's Eric Lundy?
Eric Lundy at
like
this point.
17?
So I'm gonna guess fifth or sixth grade, and he's junior, senior. In
yeah,
high school.
these are the brothers I worry about. My daughter going over and hanging out with her friends, and that brother's there. Like, Dad, I just learned about Metallica today. I'm like, God damn it!
Oh, I know. Yeah, waterbed.
Waterbed, bro.
Throwing stars. You're like, how does this guy do it? How does he have throwing stars near a waterbed? I mean, it was.
Waterbeds were such a thing for a while. People thought they were so cool and good for you. I mean, have you ever slept in a waterbed?
I slept on Eric Lundy's nonstop, dude. He was never home. He was out partying.
They suck, dude. They suck.
And now he is sober and living such a great life. Huge garden, wonderful grandchild. I mean, it's like
he figured it out.
Figured it out, but he was never home.
Wait, I want to know from the fans out there, for real, send if anyone out there still sleeps in a waterbed, for real, like actually uses that shit, send photos, tag us on social, tag the way back. I want to see you waterbed sleepers out there. I don't even know if they sell them.
Are they illegal?
I know you couldn't have them in like apartments and shit in case they busted and flooded and shit like that. So you go over there and watch HBO and shit like that. I mean, you're sneaking.
We would do everything over there because although when Carol got home, the mom, it was everyone minded their P's and Q's. But when she wasn't home overnight, that's when we watched all the stuff. I would watch.
Now, does she know you're spending the night there? Do you have permission to spend the night there when she's gone?
I think some of the times. Yeah. Other times, I would just flop over there. It was great. I mean, it's where I felt my first boob.
At her house?
Kissed my first girl. That is where you would go to get to say the F words.
See, that was our house. Because my dad died and my mom lived with her boyfriend, we were just left alone in this apartment. So your story is my place.
You're my Mark
Lundy. It's not me. I'm not you.
Yeah.
It's not happening for me. But I'm your Eric Lundy, bro. You're coming to my house to touch your boobs and do your drugs and drink. You're coming to a safe place to do these things where people aren't judged and there's no parental supervision.
Right.
We're not getting arrested. No one's overdosing and dying, but people are definitely.
This to me, it was way before booze and way before drugs. And my parents both smoked. And I was, you know how you would wet a towel and put it under your door if you were smoking weed in your room? Mm-hmm. I would do it to not let the smoke in.
Wow. They smoked that much?
I was that guy.
In the house. Yeah. I wouldn't blame you at all.
And so when they were like, hey, we're going to try cigarettes. I'm like, I'm not fucking trying cigarettes.
Disgusting. I eat them every day.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when I go to school and smell horrible, and no one wants to sit next to me on the bus. That's because my parents are smoking nonstop in the house. So I was there for.
I never thought about that.
Oh.
I've never thought about a kid smelling because the parents are smoking in the house. You know what I mean? I've never even considered that. Thank God I never met a kid or bullied a kid that did like you fucking ashtray. But I never figured out.
I remember my mom used to get home from work. This is after my parents were divorced. Watch Days of Our Lives on VHS and just rip heaters. Just rip them. I mean, sometimes two at a time. Victor Kiriakis comes on the screen. She's just ripping them. And so then she'd go, well, are you going to do your laundry? I go, why the fuck would I do laundry when I bring it up to fold it in this mess?
Yeah.
It's just crazy. So
we used to have one of my grandmoms live with us for a little while, elementary school, before shit hit the fan. And she smoked. She smoked. Her diet was like cigarettes, diet soda and peanuts, like Planters peanuts. That was fucking it. I never saw the lady eat anything. Every now and then, like a frozen manicotti or some shit.
Well, you can't have carbs when you're from that generation because you, as a woman, you got hit if you gained weight. Your husband would come home and just...
I never thought of that.
What is that, a pound?
I didn't even think of that either.
Yeah, man. You can't... I mean, all those ladies from that generation, cigarettes, nuts, and then something, some kind, like Tab. Or something. A diet drink, no doubt.
But she would smoke right in the fucking house, just nonstop in the house, you know, and never thought. And then we get in a wagon like this and it would fill the fucking, would rain.
Right.
She'd be smoking in the car. We're just sucking that shit in. You're sucking it in. I am old enough to remember being on planes where you could smoke. And even after, they still, before they flipped them, the ashtray was still there. You knew you could smoke on them back then, you know.
Oh,
you made me think about like we used to have, it was called Spice TV. That came later. So first it was we had a box and then you had to buy some sort of code or descrambler to get adult channel. Yep. So everybody would watch, you know, just literally for a nipple. And then Spice came on and it was, they say softcore porn. It was porn, but without penetration and finishing.
Okay.
So you could see tits bouncing. You could see the dudes, you know, you're just not seeing actual penetration up close or ejaculation, or I don't even think squirting was around back then. But
it was around.
Not on the Spice Channel, bro. That came when the .com boom hit. That's when I was like, wait, what? But we used to sneak out at night. And we all had the cable box. It was called Scientific Atlanta. It was a little black box, and it came. Everyone had the same fucking remote. Everyone.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
A black box, but we didn't have all the channels that went with it. You just had to have this.
No, you had to have that for regular cable. You had to go find a descrambler code or something to put in that same box. It was that's it, 100%. And it came with a remote that everyone had. You know, in the suburbs, everyone, they came through, and every house that had cable had the same setup. So one night, our controller bust, and I just sit there and I take it apart and I dick with it and I put it back together. I solder it a little bit and it works. I'm like, oh, holy shit. And I go to my friend's house and he's complaining that his brother broke the fucking controller. And I'm like, let me see it. I just fixed mine. So I fix his and they're like, holy shit. I'm like, wait, man, mine works on yours. Yours works on mine. So one night we get the idea. I'm like, let's go out and just fucking, instead of like doorbell ditch, let's just go to people's windows and fucking pop the channels and just fucking turn the TV on and off. He's like, oh, hell yeah. We're like ninth grade. We go out at night and we are fucking in this one. My favorite guy in the fucking window, we're hitting him. He is throwing his goddamn remote. He's going nuts about the TV and it's working like a charm. We're changing. He's like, what the fuck? And I was like, oh my God, that shit really worked.
If you were on Spice Channel and you were just about to finish, go absolutely insane.
That's 100% the remote right there. And on top of it, I developed a little bit of OCD because I would rub my fingers up and down they're little rubber pads. Yep. And I would rub my fingers up and down them and go 4, 9, 13, 17. So I knew how many fucking buttons were on there at all times. We had this one, it was called Super TV. I talked about this one before. This was very early. And Super TV was a box about as big as a VCR. And you press this button after a certain time, and then you would get HBO, Playboy Channel. But back then, Playboy Channel was it was naked tic tac toe. You might see boobs. Like that wasn't anything like it is.
I remember we had Spice Channel, but it was white noise fuzz.
Right.
And then it would come in for just a second.
And the rainbow colors.
Did you have that?
Yeah, that's it first started. But then we got the hacked boxes.
Okay.
And we would get the Spice Channel.
I remember
think this was more like it, that brown one
over
there. Yeah,
that brown with the fake wood, right?
Yeah, with the fake wood. Where'd it go? That thing.
Yep.
Over here. Yep. Yeah, this one. That's it. Something like that.
When I was over at the Lundy's and we were watching one of the Friday the 13th movies on HBO, and his brother, his middle brother, so this is Mark that I'm hanging out with. He's my age. Matt was a year older than him. He came in and scared the shit out of us. Right? He just came in, knife, like a mask on, like a stocking cap mask, and then just we're terrified. Then he went to bed, and we went and took some Copenhagen out of Eric's room, put it in his ears and his nose. We made pancake mix, spread it all over his skin.
What?
Yeah.
While he's sleeping.
Yeah, and then we were like, he woke up the next day. And we were upstairs. We heard him kind of yell a little bit. And we were upstairs. And we're like, I just can't believe it's happening. So when he walked up, he heard us talking. And we were like, yeah, if your skin starts to flake, I mean, that's the first step. And then your ears and your nose, you get like this dirty kind of stuff in there. And he's like, what are you guys talking about? And we were like, oh, your mom just called. And there's like a new disease at the hospital. And it kills you within 48 hours. So, yeah. And so he's just like looking at his pancake mix skin and flaking, and he lost his fucking mind, ended up jumping down the stairs to hurry up to go get some stuff in his room. And there was a belt on the ground where the thing that you put in the hole sticking up, went into his heel.
Oh,
so this whole thing is like, fucking scare us, bitch. You are in big trouble. That kind of stuff was the best.
Oh, man, I got in so much trouble. I to this day, I wish my dad was alive so I could ask him about it. But I have a twin brother and a younger brother. And my dad was, you know, my mom, like I said, she had split. So my dad finally starts dating this woman, right? Did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they forgot about between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services? It's never ending. Thanks to Rocket Money, there's no more wasting money on forgotten subscriptions. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view
of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place. And if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. I use Rocket Money. I personally use it, and it saved me a lot of money. All right, I had with a kid, you know, they're just signing up for stuff. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wayback. That's rocketmoney.com/wayback. rocketmoney.com/wayback.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
And this lady has a son who's actually reached out to me not too long ago. We went back and forth, which was nice. He was a good kid. He was a young kid at the time.
Nice.
So we have me and my brother who are the same age, obviously. My younger brother is almost 4 years younger than us. Now he's the new kid and he's younger. So my younger brother's like, can the three of us rally now? You know what I mean? Can you two stop fucking with me? And can the three of us rally on this motherfucker? And
that's
we're like,
funny.
Absolutely. You're still going to get it, but absolutely. So, and he looked just like Lou Holtz. I'm telling you, this little motherfucker looked like a little tiny Lou Holtz.
Let me tell you, for those of you that don't know Lou Holtz, that's not a compliment.
Hey guys, I was just wondering if we could come in here and do this stuff.
He didn't sound like Lou Holtz, but he looked just like an 8 year old Lou Holtz. This is what Lou Holtz looked like. That's what he looked like at 8 years old. This fucking kid.
I'm having such hard deja vu right now. For real.
Talk about
this whole thing. You and I sitting here.
Talking about Lou Holtz?
Lou Holtz getting pulled up, and then these three cameras. I'm not shitting you, dude. Oh, whoa! I'm freaking out!
That's the way back, dude. You went way back to the way back. So we lived in Maryland by this mental hospital called Springfield Mental Hospital. And we would drive by, and we would tell him, like, hey, that's the mental place where crazy people are. Well, my dad decides one day to say, this is his mistake. He goes, yeah, that's where they keep Michael Myers. And kid's like, what? So as soon as we hear my dad say that, we're like, yup. So now Michael Myers is in here. And we go about our fucking day. And he's asked a couple times about Michael Myers. So I know he's worried about Nightfall,
yep.
You know? And he's spending a night that night. My twin brother and I are in, I always say, fraternal twins and identical twin beds. We're in side by side in our own room. And my little brother's got his own room next to us, but he's got bunk beds. So he's on the bottom, and Russell is his name. He's going up top. So during the day, our buddy, we have a couple neighborhood, you know, everybody knew each other in the neighborhood. We all would go out and play. We're like, come over, we're playing video games. We're going to do a few pranks tonight. So my younger brother had a Teddy Ruxpin. Do you remember Teddy Ruxpin?
Yeah.
Teddy Ruxpin was, if you don't know, was a teddy bear. And in the back, it had a cassette player, and it would talk like, hi, animatronic. Can we be friends? But we would put like Iron Man and Ozzy Osbourne and shit like that. Yeah, this is Teddy Ruxpin in the back of it. So we decide while we're playing Nintendo that we just take a recorder with a mic like this plugged in, and all of us are just taking turns, and we're just going, Russell, it's Michael Myers. And we're just passing around going, everybody's making noise. We fill up two sides of this fucking cassette while we're playing Nintendo. And then we take that cassette player. It's like a single cassette player. Is this Springfield here? So it's big. It's not one building. It's a sprawling like campus.
Oh, yeah.
It's massive. And there, like that.
The Kirkbride stuff.
Literally that. And we put that cassette player under the bottom bunk, and my brother Todd's gonna get out and control that play. Stop, you know, Teddy Ruxpin's gone now, he did his job, you know. We have this old witch mask, and I put this witch mask on, and my dad has not, like, I remember hearing him argue with my mom when they were splitting up, because my mom was cheating on him, and I remember hearing him say, you haven't had sex with me in 6 months, and now he's got a girlfriend.
and they go in their bedroom, and we're in high school. We know what the fuck's going on
right,
in there.
Exactly.
So I know that this guy's finally getting some ass, and I don't give a shit. So he's in the bedroom. It's quiet. Everybody's playing Nintendo. It's dark. That's probably 8:30 Saturday night. And I sneak out of the house with the witch mask on. And we also have this like Frankenstein glove. So I just start running back and forth in the front yard, just in the light of the street light, just back and forth. And then the plan is I tell Todd to just peek out and be like, I heard something, peek out and go, what is that out there? And you just see this figure running back and forth, right? So I'm out there running back and forth in the night. And I see the bottom blinds come open. So I'm like, all right, there's my brother Todd. Then up top, I see these come open. I'm like, oh, there's Russell. Okay. So he sees me and I can see him. He's like, what's that? What's that? Todd's like, I don't know what that is. And then I come closer and I'm just running back and forth. And he's like, I don't know what that is. And I go up under the window. And then I wait for him to put his face up to look out. And Todd goes, I think it's Michael Myers. And now he is shitting himself. This is what I'm finding out later.
Of course he's shitting himself.
I'm underneath the window. He's looking out for the top bunk out of the blinds. And I just took that fucking monster hand and I just slapped it up against the window. This kid screamed so fucking loud and so hard. I was like, oh no. He's like, hey, screaming, mom, screaming for his mother. I'm trying to sprint back in the house through our deck, like come back in like I was never gone. You know right. what I mean? Like,
of course.
I come in, I'm taking the clothes off. I trip, I fall. My fucking father comes out and straight up, nothing but tighty whities, bro. Nothing but, I mean, it is obvious what I just disrupted. And he's like, what the fuck's going on? And I can't even answer. I'm on the phone. He's yelling at my friends like, Jeff, go home. Chris, go home. He's like, what the fuck's the matter with you guys? And I'm like, ah. And he's like, what's going on? That kid's in there crying. He's screaming for his mother. She's pissed. He's all this is in tighty whities. Just white breeze.
And just half log still. Just like the I was having sex yeah, boner. It's like what's going on here?
And I got the monster hand on. There's nothing. I go, you said the Michael Myers thing, and man, I just thought it'd be really funny to get him. I didn't know he was gonna scream and cry and ruin your night like that. And that's when I lose the car. Like my dad's like, fucking car goes to your brother, because I have a twin. Car goes to your brother for 2 weeks. I'm like, fuck. Fuck.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah, but that was a good one. Scaring people. We used to love to scare. So my dad had this Honda Civic. Now, I had a 1990 Honda Civic with original rims, but this wasn't the car. And my younger brother, we're literally 16 at the time. We have no parents. My dad's dead. Mom is gone. And we're just driving my little brother, he's probably 12 at this point. 13. He's 13. And we go pick up a friend named Anthony Biasella. And we're just going to cruise. We have no plans, nowhere to go. Just ride around. Yep. And my little brother's like, can I go? And I'm like, you want to go? And he goes, yeah. I go, here's what we could do. Let's clear the hatch out and you lay back there. We'll cover you up. And then I already had our friend Jeff going. So he's sitting shotgun. When Anthony gets in, he's going to sit behind me or Jeff. And just let's cruise for a while. And whenever you feel like it, whenever you think it's the right time, I want you to pop up out of that back and throw your arm around his neck from behind and hold on for dear fucking life. Because whoever in their mind would think I'm getting in this car and somebody's attacking me from inside from behind. So we pick Anthony up. And Anthony was like a jumpy kid. That was the thing about him. He was the guy you could, you know, get. And we're driving. We're driving for a good. I'm at the point I'm wondering, like, is he fuck? Did he fall asleep back there? Like, and I'm scared the shit out of me. He came up out of nowhere, grabbed him by the neck. Anthony's screaming for his life. He's grabbing my brother's arm, but the thing he's doing, he's kicking the shit out of my seat. I'm swerving. I'm like, oh my God, this is terrible. He was like, who is it? Someone's killing me. He's screaming. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, dude. We used to scare my little brother so much. I'd be out cutting the grass and he'd be walking around the corner of the house and I'd just go, like that and scare him. My dad would always say, you're going to give him brain damage. That's what my dad would say. You're going to give him, stop scaring him. You're going to give him brain damage.
It's the greatest getting a reaction out of people. Mm-hmm. We used to take the film from a cassette tape and we would go across the street and we would go from tree to tree. And Ooh. So you don't see it until it hits your windshield. And we'd gotten in trouble two other times for doing this. And I go to my friend Corey.
You're like, stretching it like across?
Yeah, all the way across. So, okay. So you don't see it until you're in it. Mm-hmm. And people would hit their brakes and get out. What the hell is this? We got in trouble two times. And my dad was like, if you ever do this again, you're in so much trouble. And I was like, we got to do it one more time. It's so funny. We end up, this guy's driving pretty fast, ends up hitting his brakes and kind of going crazy, and hits the street sign with his car.
Oh,
and we're
shit.
Like, we're fucking dead.
Oh, no.
We're dead. Cops, my dad, oh, immediately, no. My parents are out there like, you motherfucker did this again. Get in the house. This guy ends up getting arrested. He's from another town and they were looking for him for kid touching.
No.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Fuck you, pedophile. Are you kidding me?
But listen to this shit.
You guys nabbed a predator like that with cassette.
We caught a predator with and cassette. I still got grounded for 3 weeks.
I would have been like, you know what?
Yeah,
you're lucky.
How about a fucking parade?
How about a thank you?
Parade, and instead I'm grounded. They're like, well, we told you and you didn't follow the rules. Like, well...
Oh,
look,
that is
did. Incredible. Yeah, pretty slick.
That's incredible. You guys nabbed a child predator.
Pretty slick.
Dude. So where we grew up in the neighborhood, it was just house after house, and everyone had an aluminum mailbox and then like a plastic one for the paper.
Okay, yep.
It'd be right next to it, you know? So we would take the plastic one that was for the paper, and we would put like we take fishing line and tie like 5 or 6 cans on this end and put it in that one and then run the fishing line across like you and put 5 or 6 on the end in this one. And then when cars would drive through, it would wrap around behind them and then they'd start hearing these cans and they think it was their muffler and they get out. We would just be pointing and laughing at them. Like, fucking kids. Like, that's what we would do for the past time. Like, you thought that was your muffler, bro.
We used to love go. Remember when they'd put park the cars in a mall back when malls were real big?
Yeah, when they were a thing.
And we would we'd tape fishing line to a dollar and leave it pretty close to the tire on the other side. And then as soon as an adult bent over, we'd pull it over and be like, "You dumb motherfucker!"
Yep.
Because we had $1 between 6 of us, and it's like, well, we could either spend this on a pack of gum and each get one piece, or we could do this for 10 hours
and humiliate.
Yes,
people.
It's great.
We used to do it in Ocean City, Maryland. Same dude, Eric Snyder, on the boardwalk. We used to take a 20 because anybody's stopping for a 20. You know what I mean? No matter what, even if they think it's a fake, they're going to give it a clock for a second. And we would all be on. We'd sit on a bench, and he would be under, literally under the boardwalk, just putting it up through the slits. And then we would whistle, and he'd pull it down. And then one time we're like, "Don't fucking whistle. Just don't whistle." And somebody grabs that motherfucker. You can just, you see him tussling down there. We're like, look at Eric. Eric's fighting for his 20 fucking dollars.
He's just hanging.
Yeah, he's just like, you son of a bitch. So why you guys didn't tell me? I was like, here, you can have $20. That was worth it to watch that shit, dude. Oh, man. Dude, thank you for coming on doing this. This was really fun.
Oh, this is great. Nostalgia. Yeah, this is going to be a good one.
I hope so. I want to tell. Actually, you know what? I got one more story because this is a Minnesota story and you're a Minnesota boy. So my dad was in the Navy. I don't know why he ended up doing this. He was in the Navy. And then just when we were like, I bet you we were probably 14, 15, 9, 10th grade. He's like, hey, a buddy of mine just recently reached out. There's no internet or any of that shit then. He goes, and we were good friends in the Navy and he's got two boys about your age, lives in Minnesota. Why don't we go out and visit? And we're like, okay. So we go out, and these two kids are fucking hellions. I mean, they're wild from the get-go. They're cussing and shit in the house. Did you ever have friends that were allowed to cuss in front of their parents?
Yeah, this Mark Lundy would cuss in front of his mom.
Carol?
And we were just like,
he's cussing at Carol?
Yeah, can you stop? We're going to get HBO revoked. Shut your mouth.
She's going to take that box away, dude. To the point where I remember my dad going, should I let you guys cuss? And we're like, yeah. And he's like, it's never going to happen. But, I mean, they were like, God damn. It was no fucks, but everything else. Shit, whatever. So they would take us to the golf courses at night while my dad and their dad hung out. And we didn't even know what we were doing. They're like, we're going to sneak in. And so we sneak in at night and we wade. We wade in all the ponds and we just start collecting golf balls.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then the next day we're going back and selling these golf balls. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, we just made a lot of fucking money. It's summer. So that night, these guys, to this day, it's the reason why I'm getting to the story where I tell you what my brother and I used to do, but these dudes are like, all right, our dads are in there hanging out. Come on outside. And they go out in the front street. This is the suburbs. And they take a ball, a tennis ball, and they each have a fucking fire glove on, one each. They dip this ball in kerosene. They light this motherfucker on fire, and they start throwing the son of a bitch and playing catch. And we're like, what the fuck? Back and forth. So my brother and I are like, we're never fucking doing that shit. But we get the idea to start throwing a ball back and forth because just as you know, when the sun is setting and you still want to play ball,
yep,
and you can still see it in the blue in the sky. Line drive is probably going to take your teeth out. But if it's up here, mm-hmm, I got it. So we decide we're throwing this ball up, a tennis ball, and this bat starts swooping by it. And we keep playing, and we're the street light is right out in front of our house. It's summer. Screen doors open. My dad doesn't give a shit. We're right. He can see us. We're at the end of the front yard. We're throwing this fucking thing back and forth, and I just get the idea. I'm like, it's following the ball. So I just line drive this motherfucker in my brother's face, and that bat came down. I said, I'll never forget. He's like, it's in my hair. It went right through his hair. And, dude, that became the game. Now quit being a pussy, and you're going to stand there. And we would just throw it at each other to see if that bat would come and fucking swoop at our heads.
Jesus
Christ. Love that shit.
We used to play Wiffle Ball Madness, we called it. It was a little wiffle ball golf ball. My sister would stand on the little landing right in front of the front door, and we would take a 6-iron and just hit it as hard as we could at her. And she could barely move because it's just a little tiny step. And so she'd go in, you know, she's 5 years younger than me, so she'd have welts. And then she'd go, okay, my turn, and just not even come close to hitting me ever. It was so ridiculous. I got pulled over one time by obviously a cop, and then he really gave me the business, gave me every ticket he could. It was pretty brutal. And then we found out that there was a police officer golf tournament out at the golf course. And so we went and bought a bunch of bags of marshmallows and then just threw them all over the course.
That's fucking great.
So they hit their ball and they can't have no idea where it is because it's all marshmallows.
I've never heard that one. That's great,
dude. Oh, yeah. We were such little pricks.
That's great.
Such little pricks, but that was fun.
Well, thank you. This was fun, dude. Thank you. Please plug everything again.
That Chad Daniels on social media, chaddaniels.com. A bunch of specials. My newest one called Mixed Reviews is on YouTube right now. And check it out, please.
Thank you, brother. As always, Ryan Sickler on all social media, ryansickler.com for dates. We'll talk to you all next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.